the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
Islam. إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله إذا استهل رمضان غلقت أبواب النار وفتحت أبواب الجنان وصفدت الشياطين.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated, As soon as the month of Ramadan sets in, the gates of hell are locked up, the gates of paradise are opened, and the devils are bound up.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio, and we were talking about the holy month of Ramadan. We find, dear friends, in the holy month of Ramadan, this blessed month, this divine month, this month which is full of opportunities, this month in which the Holy Quran was revealed and was sent down, this holy month in which all of the divine books were sent down, according, of course, to a tradition from the Holy Prophet. This month in which we can truly improve our lives, turn over a new leaf, make a permanent, positive spiritual change in our lives. This very beautiful and honorable holy month of Ramadan. Now, of course, we know about the fact that we should not eat or drink while we are fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. This in itself is difficult because we have to be able to control our body, control our desires, control our instincts. It is interesting that the holy month of Ramadan teaches us that truly the mind and the soul is stronger and more powerful than the physical material body. Now, along with this idea that we should fast from, you know, eating and drinking in the holy month of Ramadan, we also talked about in one of our programs that there are various characteristics that we must avoid, such as lying and sinning and backbiting and oppression and abusing people. And likewise, there are certain characteristics that we need to inculcate and we really need to work on in this holy month of Ramadan, such as paying special attention to prayers and patience and truthfulness and a kind of strong silence. And of course, the constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah. But we find, dear friends, in other narrations from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and the Ahlul Bayt and the divinely appointed Imams, that they say in the narrations, anyone who does not obey the divine guide in relation to personal and family matters behaves badly and without mercy with their spouse. So again, because this is a list of a few things. The first thing here is that anyone who doesn't obey Allah the Almighty when it comes to their personal and family matters, the fasting of this kind of a person is not accepted. And then they say that another thing which results in the fasting of a person not being accepted is when one behaves badly and unjustly and without mercy towards their spouse. And in order to have our fasting be accepted, we must pay attention to our family matters and to our family relations in this holy month of Ramadan in order to be successful by the will and might of Allah, inshallah. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith. And all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition. There is this tradition of fasting. However, in Islam, when we talk about fasting, it is more involved in a sense that every day of the month of Ramadan, we have to abstain from dawn to dusk, abstaining from food, even from drinking water. And those who are smokers are not allowed to smoke. At the end of the holy month of Ramadan, we celebrate a very important occasion, which is known as Eid al-Fitr. And this is comparable to Christmas among Christians, for example. And that day is a very major day for us, where all Muslims would gather in their mosques for a special prayer. But in our religious teachings, there is a requirement that before we even go and participate in that special prayers on Eid al-Fitr, the heads of family are required to pay a special charity on that day on behalf of themselves and their family members. That process known as, you know, paying that charity on the day of Eid is just like, you know, after going through the process of fasting for the whole month, it's as if God is now holding our hand, helping us to walk on the path of charity and sharing with others. That maybe now that you have fasted for this long, you know the feeling of the poor and the needy people. And so this is what you have to start. Hopefully you will continue the tradition of charity. And so when we look at this tradition, you know, it has personal benefits for us on physical level, on spiritual level, but also it's a community issue. This whole sense of gathering, you know, thanks God, all families could have been sitting in their own homes and having their own iftar without any problem. But this whole spirit of community building, where in the month of Ramadan, Muslims gather in the mosques so that they can be part of the community when they break their fast, known as iftar. And, you know, very soon after the prayers, you'll be able to witness and be part of that very beautiful tradition that we have in the Muslim society.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين